Joining us now on the KSRO Live Line is David Goodman. He's the CEO of Redwood Empire Food Bank. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
And happy Giving Tuesday to you as well. The online version of that has called for another Giving Tuesday this time, just to kind of help out nonprofits as well. Kind of in the same vein of that, what is the status of Redwood Empire Food Bank in the midst of this ongoing pandemic?
Well, the status of the Redwood Empire Food Bank is strong, that we are grateful that we have a very supportive community, and we are continuing to innovate and adapt and expand our services and helping everyone who has found themselves in need of food.
How many have you managed to help just in the last week or so?
Well, these numbers, they never add up. There are a bunch of different ways to look at it. Our overall distribution to people is up by about 60%, and we expect it to be 100% increase. Before COVID-19, we were serving about 82,000 people throughout the year, and we expect that to double.
Wow.
But just a couple of really interesting kind of numbers, you know, emergency food boxes. We do emergency food boxes at distributions throughout the county. Prior to COVID-19, we were doing about 262 boxes just at one location at the Redwood Empire Food Bank, because we do it everywhere, but we also do it here. 262 a month, and now we're doing about 528 a week.
Wow.
A couple other things that's quite interesting. You know, the there's children normally get fed in school, and now that schools are out of session, the kids who would be fed at school have no place to go. So the schools are providing summer lunch, if you would, which is what happens when school is out. 75 children at one school come for free or reduced price meals. And when we distribute groceries once a week to those very same families who the food is available to, 575 families show up.
That's quite an increase. That kind of seems on that one. Is there any trouble trying to fill these emergency food boxes at all? We're getting, you know, various reports just across the country about supply chains being just disrupted due to this.
Yeah, it's very real. I mean, the Redwood Empire Food Bank is in the same food system as our nation's food supply. So when you go to the grocery store and you see that shelves are bare, well, we are all buying from those same sources. We're getting donations from those same sources that are manufacturing. And we're getting donations from people who are shopping to make donations with grocery bags. So, yeah, it definitely impacts us.
Hi, David. This is Jack Ferris. Got a question for you. You mentioned restaurants. Are there any restaurants or companies that are getting creative in how they donate to the food bank?
You know, we are not big on picking up what we call food rescue. There are other organizations that do that. We did, at the initial part of COVID-19, receive a lot of sort of industrial type sizing, you know, number 10 cans of large commercial food sources, but generally speaking, perishable food, meaning prepared food, goes elsewhere. We take everything with a label. So as opposed to the lasagna in your oven, we'll take a Stouffer's lasagna. We don't want your lasagna out of your oven.
Oh, well, that's a sad. My lasagna's pretty good, but okay. anyway, though, just for on a volunteer side, as people have still been able to step up in the community, has there been kind of a call to even make that more out and kind of go into outreach into the community itself rather than people come to the food banks?
You know, we are 71 people here at the Redwood Empire Food Bank as staff, and we are 8,500 volunteers. So everything we do is dependent on volunteerism. And with the shelter in place initially, you know, people were pretty shell-shocked and they were really hunkered down. But suddenly, you know, what we call the orange helmet people, you know, these are like the white helmets in Syria. You know, they sort of, in the face of an additional amount of risk, they just believe that it's better that they get out of their shelter and they go and help people. And those people have turned out. And we have people registering online, and we have places where there's safe distancing where they can volunteer and pack emergency food boxes. And those food boxes are in high demand, I can tell you that. Before COVID-19, we would pack about 7,250 boxes a month, and now we're up to about 105,000. So it's really all hands on deck.
Do people need to come down to the food bank in order to get these boxes, or can they have them requested delivered to them?
Well, they people can come to the Redwood Empire Food Bank, but better than that is that we have food distributions that we call outposts through our Station 3990 program, which is our response to disaster anytime it hits, whether it's the fires or federal shutdown or power shutdown or economic shutdown, you name it. So now it's COVID-19. But those boxes are available throughout our community, in all the municipalities, with all of our partner organizations, nonprofit or faith-based organizations, as well as our own direct service programs. So boxes are available for people in need of help. People don't need to panic. Emergency food is available. When the time comes that they feel like they can't make it without a helping hand, help is available.
What's the best way people can help or even donate during this time?
There are three things that people can do. We call it a complete serving. So there are three things that we ask people to do. The first one is to volunteer. We're 71 people, as I said before, and without volunteers, nothing happens. Secondly, we need food. So when people go to shop for themselves, shop for somebody else, and make a donation, drop it off at the Redwood Empire Food Bank. We have bins outside. People can just drop it in and go. And then the last thing is funds, because without funds, we can't pay the dedicated staff, we can't fuel the trucks, we can't refrigerate the food. So with that, we have a complete serving, and we can end hunger in our community.
David, always a pleasure speaking with you. I hope you do have a good day. Happy Giving Tuesday to you.
Well, thanks so much. Thanks for your time and attention.
That is David Goodman, of course, CEO of Redwood Empire Food Bank. More information can be found at refb.org.